lesser prairie chickens look like quails, but males have these thick yellow kind of eyebrows and big red air sacs under their jaws. In the spring, males woo females by inflating those air sacs to make booming calls, fighting, and stomping their feet in a spectacular dance. But 150 years of plowing grassland into farmland have decimated the birds. Wayne Walker, who's involved in conservation efforts, says droughts brought the chickens to an all-time recorded low in 2013.
You hope you get some rain as the chicks hatch. They're little bitty fellas. If it gets too hot, they just wilt away, literally.
Lesser prairie chickens aren't currently on the endangered species list, but they're what's known as a conservation-dependent species, meaning without consistent protection, they'll go extinct. For decades, the federal government has pulled animals back from the brink of extinction using endangered species listings and the regulations that come with them, regulations that hinder the oil and gas industry. But Kansas and nearby states are hoping to avoid an endangered listing altogether. They've created a range-wide plan to help industry voluntarily conserve the birds. In the plan, companies notify wildlife agencies before developing on prairie chicken habitat. The agencies charge them a fee. The more likely the site will hurt chickens, the higher the fee.
So when developers decide where they want to put their plants, they know that, hey, if I'm going to impact lesser prairie chicken habitat, there's a price for that.
That money then pays nearby ranchers to graze fewer cattle and follow other practices to foster the chicken's habitat. But it all only happens if companies voluntarily enroll. Jim Pittman, who helps run the range-wide plan, says that that's become a problem.
The amount of mitigation that's occurring through the plan right now has kind of dropped off. I think we still have something about like 7 million of the 40 million acres that are enrolled by industry. So it's still substantial, but really not sufficient.
To tempt industry, the range-wide plan offers a deal. If you participate now, you'll be exempt from future federal regulations. But in July, the Trump administration proposed stripping back wildlife protections and asked officials to factor in economic impacts when determining whether to list species as endangered. And industry enrollment has declined after Donald Trump's election because regulations seemed less likely.
I feel like with the current administration, that there's not much risk that the bird's actually going to get listed.
The range-wide plan complements federal programs like the Conservation Reserve Program, which pays farmers to revert cropland into grassland. Christian Hagen is a professor at Oregon State University. His research shows that the Conservation Reserve Program increases habitat and connects swaths of prairie that had been broken up by farms. He says the range-wide plan is likely to help prairie chickens in a similar way.
The thing that we all have to remember is that it took us at least 150 years to get here. We can't expect miracles in 5 years.
And Hagen says that the lesser prairie chicken faces some specific challenges. We saved other species like the bald eagle by banning a single chemical, DDT. But the lesser prairie chicken's main threat is habitat destruction, and 90% of its remaining domain is on privately owned land. That makes prairie chickens hard to protect, even if the bird does get relisted as an endangered species.
You can regulate a chemical out of the environment. That's real easy. Right? You cannot regulate a producer to come into your office, sign up for a conservation program, and go do that conservation on his land.
Conservation groups say, however, that a listing would likely increase money for helping the prairie chicken and protect the birds that are on public land. In July, a new count of lesser prairie chickens was released. The good news, numbers are up. The bad news, those numbers fall below what the range-wide plan wanted, and experts warn that this year's drought will likely lower next year's numbers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Ben Kiebrick.